Robur ad pugnam, the strength for the fight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
He is truly risen.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Bullets whiz through the air in rapid-fire bursts. Trees are splintering underneath the heavy fire. Waist-high wheat fields are riding with action as the 5th and 6th Battalion of the Marine Division claw their advance at Belleville Wood, just outside of Paris. It's June 2nd, 1918, and outnumbered 2.5 to 1, the U.S. Marines just have one mission: to drive the German troops, the forces, from Belleville Forest in preparation for the liberating of the French capital. And it doesn't take long before the machine gun fire becomes so intense that the Marines can't move an inch, not even with a belly crawl. The platoon sergeant can taste the fear of those who are around him, his men in battle. So what does he do? He stands up to encourage his men onward in the fight. And as soon as he takes his feet, he's struck down right in front of them all. Immediately cut down by those German guns that continue the barrage. He's just one of 31 American officers and 1,056 enlisted men who that day were gunned down by the assault. Our Marines, they just lost their leader. Their knees begin to buckle beneath them. Everything goes silent. Their sergeant has fallen, petrified with fear. They're lacking courage. Nobody can move. Robur ad pugnam. It's the strength for the fight. Brothers and sisters, we're in a mission in this life. We're in a mission as Catholics. Each one of us are in a mission. We have one purpose, one God-given goal in mind. What's that? To grow in our faith, knowledge of who God is. To love Him and to be a blessing to our families, to our friends, and to every single person we encounter throughout each and every day. And isn't that our normal mindset that we enter into and must enter into each new day? But then we have to get out of bed, right? What happens then? We get out of bed and that alarm begins to sound within our eardrums. We have that furious race against the clock so that we can make it to where we need to go. And throughout the day, we receive a daily barrage of attacks that try to derail us from completing that mission. What happens? We get up and we got to get our kids ready so that they're able to make it to school. We get ready, and what happens? We spill the coffee and got to clean that up, or worse, there's no coffee to be had, and that's a really bad day. We get into our car and begin to drive out there, and that person in front of us is going 5 miles below the speed limit. Our temperature begins to rise. Our blood begins to boil. We get to work. What happens? As soon as we get there, somebody begins criticizing our work. We have a deadline. We have a project that is beginning to breathe down our neck. And somebody begins to start a rumor about it that has no foundation in truth. And it's already all over Facebook. We got to stay late. Dinner gets cold. And because of that, we miss the kids' program, or we miss that game that we really want to do to support our young ones. Those bills begin to stack higher and higher and higher. And income, lower and lower and lower. And the only moment that we have to relax within this day is interrupted. Somebody needs help with a problem for homework. Somebody's beating up on somebody else, and we got to pull that head out of that toilet and discipline them. I haven't begun to mention all those constant trials that you, as courageous and valiant stay-at-home moms, deal with all day long. Or the trials that you students go through in the viciousness that happens at school. Not to mention all that intense stress that comes from that relentless and worthless testing that you're subjected to all the time. You begin to review the day, what goes on, what happens. Problems mount and answers dwindle. All of our energy is sapped. And each one of those things is like a bullet flying through the air toward our heads, trying to discourage us, lessening our will to fight and to keep up in the battle, which is our daily lives. What happens? Our knees begin to buckle. We begin to become interiorly petrified and discouraged. I don't feel like we can move on forward in the day to complete our mission, which is to love God first, to grow in our knowledge of Him, and to serve our family members, our friends, and each person we encounter within the day. In these times, what do we need? We need someone to rise up and to encourage us to go forward so that we can complete that God-given mission. Robur ad pugnam, the strength for the fight. Let's go back to the battlefield. Remember what's going on there with the 5th and 6th Marine Divisions. The machine gun fire is coming down upon them hard as the Germans think that they have forced a retreat. And so they begin to silence their guns. With his men pinned down, Gunnery Sergeant Dan Daly begins to stand to his feet and does so with legendary courage. Gathering all that Marine zeal that was beat into him there in training, he calls out to his men, "You sons of men, do you want to live forever?" And as he says that, the Marines are energized. Shaken from their stupor, they all rise up and leap into the fray. And by nightfall, these brave few Marines have captured a small section of Belleau Forest, Oura. See, this, brothers and sisters, is the day when the Marines earned their name given to them by their German enemies, devil dogs. They gave them that name because their bravery was as relentless as the forces of Satan are against his church. Robur ad pugnam, the strength for the fight. Today's what? Today we celebrate the feast day of Pentecost. Pentecost, this is when God offers us his encouragement within our mission, but we got to recall, what is that buildup that's going on with the gospel that Deacon Marvin gave for us? What happened? Remember, let's review what happened during this passion time. What? Christ is arrested by soldiers in the garden, betrayed by a friend, and he's taken away from them, cut down. The disciples are scattered in fear. Without Jesus, they don't feel like they can complete the mission or even go anywhere forward, so they flee. Jesus is what? Brutalized, beaten, destroyed, and finally dies. The apostles are disconsolate. They're discouraged. They fear that they're going to be the next ones to be crucified. So what do? They lock themselves up in that same room where they shared that last meal, that upper room. Lock the doors for fear of the Jews. And they await their turn to take up their cross and follow him to their own death. But then, out of nowhere, the Lord miraculously appears in their midst, standing and passing through those locked doors, through those walls. And knowing the fear that they are experiencing, his men, Jesus, breathes his life onto them. This breath gives them the peace of the Holy Spirit itself. This is his spirit of strength, his spirit of power, his spirit of encouragement. And the Holy Spirit, when it comes upon them, dispels all of their fears. The Holy Spirit fills them with the courage that they need to carry on with their lives to actually re-engage in that mission that he wanted to send them out in the first place. This is that robur ad pugnam, the strength for the fight. Christ gives us his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit, which fell upon the disciples at Pentecost, is that robur ad pugnam. It is the strength for the fight. Each one of us has received it in our confirmation. The fullness of the grace of the Holy Spirit to come over us, to be our strength, and that God knows that just like the disciples, just like his men, we're in for very difficult times within our lives. Very difficult struggles that we're going to have. God knows that we are going to be discouraged by all these things, all these barrages that we have, these piddly things that come up within our lives. They exhaust us. That daily barrage so weakens us that when an actual big blow comes, maybe like an unemployment or an injury, a death, maybe it's a massive blow that we suffer to our good name, or God forbid, some grave sin or habitual vice that we fall into. And when that thing smacks us upside the head, we become petrified. And in that petrification, we want to surrender the battle altogether, just give up. Why soldier on? God sees it. God sees the path that's ahead of us. He looks into our problems. He knows the paths that lay before us. God has foresight into every single difficulty that you or I are going to experience within our lives, all those skirmishes, all those battles that lay in our way. And for our benefit, God, seeing those things ahead of time, gives us the gift of His Holy Spirit to live within us. God lives inside of us. He doesn't want to leave us alone, not even for a moment. God gives us the gift of the Spirit to encourage us so that we can complete the mission. And with His Spirit, we can overcome anything. Just think about it. The 5th and 6th Marine Battalions that stormed that battlefield that day, they didn't win World War I the day when Gunnery Sergeant Dan Daly stood up and emboldened his men to engage again in the fight. The Battle of Belleau Wood actually lasted for another 22 days. The war lasted another 5 months, which lasted for a great period of time, which was followed by what? An even greater war. And there have been many, many wars that have hit and afflicted our soldiers from that moment until present day. So too, brothers and sisters, we're in a struggle that we have in our lives, and it's not going to be won in a single day. The mission that God has for each of us is to grow in our faith knowledge of who God is, to love Him first and our families, our friends, and our fellow men, all mankind. And we're not going to complete all of that by just one single act of valor, of bravery on a day. No, brothers and sisters, those struggles that we endure, those struggles that we have, are going to be won by repeated acts of courage and of valor over the course of the entirety of our life. In fact, even to our last breath, we still have to fight. This last act that we want to be able to finish it strong takes courage now. We got to have bravery in the mission today. That's why Jesus breathes His Holy Spirit. Not just 2,000 years ago. He breathes it on us now in this mass. He breathes us His Spirit of encouragement to enliven us and to enliven the whole of the church. That's what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is that robur ad pugnam. It is the strength for that fight. And God is calling us today. He's saying, re-engage in the battle, in the fight, and do not be afraid of dying. Why? Why shouldn't we be afraid of dying? It's because we have already died with Christ. In His death, we die no more. We have already risen with Christ. Because by His rising, we rise to resurrection forever. That's the life that God wants to be active in. These bullets that seem to whiz by our head and to seem to try to weaken our courage, they can't take us down even if they bite into our flesh. We're immortal. The Holy Spirit will heal us, if we allow Him to, by trusting Him in confession. The Holy Spirit will strengthen us with His Eucharist, if we prepare ourselves to receive Him. The Holy Spirit is willing to pick us up, to dust us off, so that we can enter again into the fray with new marching orders if we allow ourselves to listen to Him through daily prayer as soldiers for Christ. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what's coming on before you, those barrages that are there. It's though the battle rages on each and every day, though our courage continues to grow thin, God hasn't left us. He hasn't left us alone. In fact, He's closer to you than you are to your very self. Just like Sergeant Dan Daly, who rose up in that moment and called out to his men, so too the Holy Spirit calls out to each and every one of us. And He says to us, come on, you sons of God. Come on, you daughters of God. Do you want to live forever? Then come and follow Me. Come and ask for My guidance each and every day. Start your day with your knees in prayer, begging for My mercies, and I will pour it out upon you as you open yourselves to receive it. That's the beginning of the battle. And if we fail in that moment to ask Him there, guess what? We've set ourselves up for a world of discouragement throughout the rest of the day. Only in Jesus Christ. Only in our Lord. Only with the power of the Holy Spirit, which is poured out upon the church at Pentecost, which is today, do you have that robur ad pugnam. That's your strength to engage within the fight. Our Lord offers it to us not just 2,000 years ago, but today to renew the face of the earth within us, to give us the strength that we need to rise above whatever difficulties face us, because God knows that they're coming. And daily wants to renew that gift within us to give us that strength for the fight. No matter what bullets are whizzing by your head right now, do not be discouraged. Do not give in. Do not surrender. The Holy Spirit is in you. You have that robur ad puñam. It's your strength for the fight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.